Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Today is Good Friday for most Christians, one of the holiest days in the religion. We're also nearing the end of the 8 days of the Jewish holiday of Passover. Both are being celebrated for the second year in the middle of the pandemic, although this year it comes with the optimism of the COVID vaccine. To talk about these holidays, we're joined now by Rabbi Todd Markley of Temple Beth Shalom in Needham. Hi, Rabbi.
Hi.
And Father Brian Clary of St. Martin de Porres Parish in Dorchester. Hi, Father Brian.
Well, good morning, Bob.
So we'd like to say thanks to both of you for coming back to Morning Edition. The three of us spoke at this time last year, just weeks after most houses of worship were closed at the start of the pandemic. I'm wondering then if you would compare the holidays this year to a year ago. And Father Brian, why don't you start?
Well, last year at this time, both of my churches here in Dorchester, St. Brendan's and St. Anne's, were totally closed. And we couldn't live stream any services, whereas this year we have capability of live streaming our services this week. We are at the possibility of having 50% capacity with social distancing, although we are abiding by the guidelines set down by the Archdiocese of Boston and the CDC to truncate some of the more elaborate services we celebrate during this Holy Week.
And how about for you, Rabbi Todd, at Temple Beth Shalom?
Well, I would say that our Passover, the holiday, which is really about our story of redemption from slavery in Egypt and going out towards freedom. Last year, it felt like we were doing that in reverse a little bit as we were heading into lockdown and quarantine. And it's a very home-based, family-based holiday where people are often getting together with loved ones and family and friends for a Passover Seder meal at their homes. And just last year, none of that was possible. I would say Passover has taken on renewed meaning this year as our spring holiday, our renewal and getting back outdoors to freedom holiday. That's got a whole new tenor and tone to it this year as more and more are getting vaccinated. And we really do feel like we're emerging from the confines, the bondage of having been trapped in our homes for so long over this past year. So this year, just beginning family members to be able to get back together again for Passover Seders, still a little Zoom happening as well, but it's got a very different feel this year, I think.
I wonder if I might ask both of you, what's been the single hardest thing that your respective congregations have had to deal with in this last year? Father Brian, why don't you start?
I believe it's been the separation from the sacramental encounter that Catholics have as the center of their faith, encountering the Lord in the Eucharist. If they're watching the Eucharist remotely, they can't receive Jesus bodily, but they receive spiritual communion, but that can only feed the soul so much.
Rabbi Todd.
Similarly, I would draw upon a profound moment of truth in Torah, in our sacred text in the book of Genesis. God looks down into the Garden of Eden after creating the first human being and says, it's not good for the human to be alone. And that is a profound biblical truth as far as I'm concerned. And we have seen that play itself out in the lives of the members of our community again and again and again and again over this past year.
We all know about the losses of the last year. What have we gained?
I think that we've gained, and it's a sense of interconnectedness in the world, and by our common humanity, our mortality, and we are definitely in this together with the pandemic, and then looking to see how we can be hopefully stronger as things subside. Are pandemics going to go away magically? No, they're definitely with us, and it's promoted awareness, but it's also it's been exposure of a lot of other things in our society and in our faith communities that need to be addressed. And I speak of racism, any type of class distinction, oppression, that they were there before the pandemic happened, but this has just exacerbated it.
I would start by saying a big amen to everything Father Clary just shared. And I would add that I hope that we've learned a lot about what it takes to keep connected with one another. The pandemic forced us to consider and reconsider how we do everything we do. And that pushed us to be really creative over this past year. I hope that that kind of creativity in engaging the people in our community and beyond continues long past the pandemic. We've grown a lot from that experience.
Rabbi Todd Markley of Temple Beth Shalom in Needham and Father Brian Clary of St. Martin de Porres Parish in Dorchester. Wonderful speaking to both of you. Thank you very, very much. And good luck as you move through the rest of this very holy period.
Thank you, Bob, and happy Easter to Father Clary and his community.
Thank you, Bob, and blessed Passover to you and your community, Rabbi Todd.